Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 301. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. Of course, it's delving into what's going on in my mind. And I figured today I'd talk about the alter ego, because there are two sides to me, and the alter ego comes out sometimes. It only comes out when, you know, I go into work mode and I'm working on, you know, major projects. And there's a different person in me that goes into this, you know, this zone where I can write or record for hours at a time. Now, disclaimer, I haven't really done the whole recording for hours at a time in, I'd say about 3 years. It's because I haven't really, you know, been in recording mode with getting my audiobooks done, but in the near future that's going to happen. But anyway, so this alter ego is mentally focused, driven, and goes to great lengths to finish what I start. Now, if I don't finish what I start, I surely come back to it later, that's for sure. The goals are endless. The work is constantly being worked on, and there's no stoppage to how much really can be done or what I want to do. Now, I, you know, have friends, you know, here where I live in my building, and there is one friend that, you know, I see, you know, from time to time, whatever the case is, whether, you know, we run into each other at the gym or I'm sitting in a lounge. It's in a lounge a lot, and I do a lot of work. And a few weeks ago, she had come downstairs with her boyfriend. I know her boyfriend and, you know, her parents. And she was looking at me like, "You're always working." I was like, "Yeah, the work never stops." And yesterday she saw me because she was sitting in a lounge also. She was sitting in, you know, one of those little booths, because, you know, we have those in our building. We have like two of them. So she was sitting in one of those with a small desk, and she was getting work done. She was so mentally focused. I really didn't want to, you know, interrupt her. And after, you know, we started talking, catching up, talking sports, you know, basketball, football, things like that. Because, you know, she, you know, lives here in Arizona. She's grown up here. She loves the Phoenix Suns, whatever the case is. And she said, "Make sure you like don't work too much." And I was like, "Oh no, that's always a given. Like, I'm always going to be relentless, constantly working, figuring out, you know, what I have to do and what I have to get done." And she does follow me on Instagram. So when she started following me, she realized, you know, I'm a writer and an author and things of that nature. So she probably is thinking in her head, like, when is he not working? You know what I mean? And that's just the alter ego that comes out, you know, and I just keep adding on to what I can do and how I can build my brand. Now, the other side of me, like I said, is relentless. You know, it's figuring out what's next, what's the next task on my to-do list. It's really being in a place of comfort, you know, to get the work that I want to get done. It's like snap your finger and boom, it's straight to work mode, and the alter ego can just go. And there's no writer's block. There aren't many, you know, stoppages, breaks, anything like that. There's no distractions. There's just my body armor, my snacks, my laptop, sometimes my iPad. Just depends on the day. But that's all I really, really need to get my alter ego to switch on, and then I'm pretty much happy and fulfilled. And with everyone close to me being in a different time zone now, the mental focus is even better, because there's just less of a chance of there being distractions or phone calls or text messages. Now, don't get me wrong, like, I do get text messages sometimes from one of my homies, and, you know, it's just like, all right, I'll answer him real quick, you know, quick 10-minute conversation, okay, great, and I can go back to my work. And most of the time when I'm doing my work, I really don't hear from my mom because she's living her best life. But She will call me sometimes when I'm sitting in the lounge just to, you know, see what I'm up to. But a lot of times, you know, I'm sitting and, you know, getting work done. When I was, you know, living, you know, with my mom and I was on this writing journey and trying to, you know, find my niche and, you know, find myself on what I want to write about, she would, you know, knock on my door and walk in my room, and there I was sitting at my desk with my headphones on my laptop, and just going. The funny thing is ever since I bought my Google Chromebook, like, I have been able to accomplish so much, write so many books, do so many, you know, different projects. I created both of my websites off of that laptop. I can say that I've had that laptop a good 9 years. So that laptop has lasted me longer than any Microsoft laptop that I've ever owned or anything like that. I have been tempted to buy a MacBook, but that's really for like the real like creators and things like that, not for writers, but I know a lot of people that own MacBooks. But anyway, my mom sees me in my alter ego mode and she just knows, like, all right, he's in his zone, he's working, I'll come back later. She may wave, she may say, you good, you know, that's it. I remember those moments a lot, you know, and to two different places that we lived at in like that 4 year time period. And she just knows that's what it is, you know, it's go time. And she knows when, you know, I'm getting my podcast recorded or recording audiobooks. I used to do that in like a very small closet. See, now, like, I have like space to really like sit in my walk-in closet and do work and, you know, block out all the noise and distractions that are around me. And that's what I love, you know, the alter ego of me coming out and getting into work mode. And it's just a beautiful thing. So here I will ask you this question. How many of you have an alter ego when it comes to your work? And if you do, what does it take for the alter ego to come out? When does your alter ego work the best? Early mornings, afternoons, late nights? I used to be a night owl, and that's, you know, when my best work is written, even though I write during the day more now than I ever have. I think more of my night work could be watching a documentary, could be watching something that can spark or trigger an idea or anything like that. And I used to really do overnights a lot when I was off, you know, from my full-time job. I would be up till 4 or 5 in the morning. That was in the beginning of my journey when I was relentless and I was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But now I'm older, so when you're 32, 33, 34, it's like, hey, let's go for it. You know, why not be up all night snacking, you know, having, you know, my body armor or whatever. But now I'm 40. So my body's just like, no, Mel, take your butt to bed. We can do this in the morning. But anyway, if you have an alter ego, make sure that you are utilizing it to the best of your ability. Make sure that, you know, you eliminate all the distractions, you know, make sure that you have a good space for yourself to get things done, whether you're, you know, in a lounge, in a coffee shop, you have your own office in your own apartment or a house or townhome or condo, you know, wherever you choose to live or wherever you are living. And be sure to tell people that you do have that alter ego, because people don't understand. And when you're striving for something bigger than you and you're pushing yourself to greatness and you know that you have this determination to get to where you want to be, people don't get that you have goals to accomplish and that you will have to sacrifice certain things to get a lot done. So that's my podcast for today. Just wanted to drop a little gem on what the alter ego is like for me. And if you have one, make sure you share it with the world, because that's where people will learn about you and who you are. The AquariumMindPodcast.com is the website. I am on all major platforms. I thank you for listening. Have a good week. Stay tuned for Wednesday Motivation Inspiration along with Book Insight Friday. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.